District 81 is Elena Perrin.
Thank you, Jeff. Good evening, everyone. My name is Elena Perrin, and I'm a candidate, as Jeff was just saying, for the State House of Representatives for District 81. I'd like to begin by telling you a little bit about myself, and then I'll tell you a little bit about my priorities for the district. I live in Ashford Park, actually just the neighborhood directly across of Ashford Dunwoody and across Peachtree from St. Martin the Fields. I live there with my husband, Riley, and my son, Brooks, who will be 4 months old tomorrow. So we're still a little sleep-deprived in our household, but loving every minute of it. I am an attorney. I practiced law for 7 years at Sutherland, Advil, and Brennan. I knew that I wanted to get more involved in public policy because I believe that public service is really where my heart lay and where I thought I could really make a difference for our community. So at that time, I went to work for State Senator David Adelman down at the Capitol. He was a state senator from DeKalb County. He's now actually the ambassador to Singapore. And I served as his chief of staff down at the Capitol. Professionally, I have also done some work for a prevention of homelessness nonprofit. Now I'd like to tell you a little bit about what I stand for. I firmly believe that we need some fresh energy, fresh ideas, and new vision down at our state capitol, and new people who are ready to roll up their sleeves and create a vision that is going to be able to ensure that our city and state remain as bright and prosperous as they've been in the past. When I moved to Atlanta in 2002, after graduating from law school, it seemed to me that Atlanta was unquestionably the capital of the South. It was the young, vibrant, forward-thinking urban center that everyone wanted to be in. 8 years later, I'm very much not sure that that is still the case. I think that our state leadership has failed to have a vision for the crucial building blocks that we need to have economic prosperity and that capital of the South moniker going forward. And by that, I mean they've had no vision on education, on transportation, on our water system, or on job creation, because our unemployment rate is higher than the national average. So I want to talk about those things just briefly, one by one. Education is a huge priority of mine, especially being a mother. Over the last 8 years, education has been cut about 20%. We've now seen teachers furloughed, class sizes drastically increased. Right in my own neighborhood elementary school, the school that my son will attend, they've had to resort to raising private funds to just try to keep the music program alive and keep the music teacher employed who's been there for years. And I think that's a tragedy. I think that in order for our region to be economically prosperous, to attract the jobs that we need, the baseline where you start with that is your education system. Because what do you need to get a good job? You need a good education. And what do you need to attract good jobs to the region? A well-educated workforce. And several candidates have also touched on that theme tonight. And right now, with the furloughs, the cuts, the state leadership is so short-sighted and completely failing to make that investment in our children. I want to work to change that, and I am proud to announce that I have been endorsed by the Georgia Association of Educators because they believe in my candidacy and believe that I will work for them and for Georgia's children down at the Capitol. As far as transportation goes, we have just passed this past legislative session the very beginnings of a bill to fund much-needed transportation improvements for our state. You cannot be a world-class city without a transit system. Georgia is the only state that does not fund its mass transit system. And I think we need proactive solutions to how we can improve that system and build it out, because the reality is we're not going to be able to double-decker the connector going downtown. And we need a way to move people around outside of cars. Georgia, Atlanta, is actually on the list of the 10 top cities with asthma rate incidents. Georgia is number 10. And as a new mother, I find that very concerning that our air quality is that poor. That carries back to transportation, because a lot of our poor air quality is caused by the vast number of cars clogging our streets. And more than that, it's all the time that we spend in traffic and away from our family. I had to be at another event earlier, and it took an inordinate amount of time sitting on the downtown connector trying to get where I was going. I think that we really need to think strategically and long term, because our population is going to continue to grow. And if we do have the economic future that is as bright as our past here in Atlanta, we want it to continue to grow, and we want to continue to attract good jobs. But that means more cars. And the current path that we're on for transportation is just not sustainable. We need some fresh ideas and to be very forward-thinking and strategic about the moves we make. Our water system. Some of you may be aware that Atlanta has been told by a federal judge that we've been illegally drawing water from Lake Lanier. That's a huge problem because, again, to attract businesses to the state, if you don't know where your water supply is going to come from, who's going to want to locate here? So we have all these problems. Our education system needs improvement. Our transportation system has really been in tatters. We haven't been sure where we're going to get our water from. And all that really hurts with the number one priority of attracting great jobs to our region. I firmly believe that this is a watershed election year. I want you to think back to the 60s for a second. If you're around, if you're born post-60s, use your imagination. Back at that time, Birmingham and Atlanta were about the same size and continuing on the same path, the same growth trajectory. Two governors were elected at that time. George Wallace was elected in Alabama. Carl Sanders was elected in Georgia. And I think it is because of Carl Sanders' progressive leadership in rejecting the discrimination that George Wallace was at that time embracing in Alabama, embracing the airport, moving us forward with these progressive initiatives to make Hartsfield-Jackson what it is, that we are Atlanta right now and they are Birmingham. Now, there's nothing wrong with Birmingham. It is a very lovely city. I don't mean to trash it. But I do think it's a prime example of how your state leadership results in the type of city that you become. Atlanta has it all over Birmingham in terms of the universities here, the jobs, and the economy. And I really think that 2010, we need to do some hard thinking, because the state leadership right now has had no plan, no vision. I would be honored to have your vote if you live in District 81. I have an interactive map on my website, if you're not sure if you do. It's elanaparent.com. I feel free to contact me anytime. I hope to earn your vote. I look forward to getting to know you over the next few months. Thank you so much for having me, and good evening.